There is a lot of research ongoing, but as of yet, no distinct single procedure that we can use for radiofrequency catheter ablation to cure patients of atrial fibrillation. There is one exception to this, and this appears to be the very uncommon but potentially curable form of atrial fibrillation that is focal atrial fibrillation. These tachyarrhythmias appear to originate in the pulmonary veins in the left atrium and tend to cause PACs, atrial tachycardia, and on certain occasions degenerate into atrial fibrillation. By ablating the tachycardia focus, one can then rid the patient of atrial fibrillation. In one sense, this is not truly an atrial fibrillation ablation, but is more realistically ablating an atrial tachycardia focus, but the atrial tachycardia focus did in these patients lead to atrial fibrillation. The major thing that we need will be a technique that can cause ablation in the atrium and prevent routine garden variety atrial fibrillation, not the focal form. This will undoubtedly, for most patients, require ablation in both the right and left atria, and there is ongoing intense research to try and find the best technique and the best equipment to do this. Further, there may be, again, a combination of therapy necessary with ablation plus drugs that will now control a patient where drugs alone fail to do so. There are forms of tachycardia-induced tachycardia that can initiate atrial fibrillation. These can include atrial tachycardia, atrial flutter, AV node reentry, and AV reentry. Ablation of these arrhythmias can lead to a total cure of the patient since these were the initiators of the atrial fibrillation as well as problems in and of themselves.